Good morning, Ryerson. I'm Talene Loschiavo.
And I'm Mariam Bahir.
You're tuned into the Rye Report for October 1st.
Today we'll be reporting on updates from the RFA in regards to hiring Indigenous faculty, international student enrollment targets,
more students turning to the campus food center, and an art gallery exhibit brought to you by one of Ryerson's very own. Ryerson is struggling to figure out how to tenure and promote Indigenous faculty. Ryerson's Faculty Association president says the university is, quote, a little late in translating the Indigenous model of learning into traditional university human resource practices for faculty. He also says the RFA has established working groups and workshops to resolve these issues. He says, quote, we're learning from others. We're a little late, but we're committed.
Ryerson's Good Food Center says it's seeing more students at the beginning of this school year compared to last. The director of the food center says that the increase is due to OSAP funding cuts. Harnur Gosal says that the majority of students are being referred to the center from the OSAP office. The food center provides students with a week's worth of produce, including milk, eggs, vegetables, pasta, and more. The Ontario government cut tuition by 10% for the current school year. City News reported that food prices will rise between 1.5% and 3.5% in 2019.
A Ryerson student had her work featured in Toronto's West End Art District, Nicole Coloza reports. Image art student Hannah Summers displayed her photographs at the Stephen Bulger Gallery starting September 21st. The exhibition, titled Tracing Ethnicity, showcases a number of self-portraits connecting to her mixed heritage. Summers describes her work as a, quote, visual representation of the difficulties she's faced navigating her racial identity. Gallery sales manager and communications officer says that racial identity is an important topic to discuss, and that photography is a powerful way to have that conversation. The exhibition ended September 28th.
Ryerson University plans to enroll more than 4,500 full-time international students by 2023. That's more than double the increase compared to 2018. The Office of the Vice Provost students have established a new department to focus solely on international student enrollment in an effort to reach these goals. The international students' intake increase is part of Ryerson's internationalization strategy, says the university. According to a 2017 report by Ryerson International, Ryerson has one of the lowest international student to local student ratio in terms of enrollments. The report also notes that the majority of international students at Ontario universities make up to 30% of student enrollments.
I'm Talene Loschiavo.
And I'm Mariam Bahir.
And this was your October 1st Rye Report.
Thanks for tuning in.